Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A big weekend of cross country as the season comes to an end with the IHSA sectional over in Seneca. We're joined by Sherrard cross country coach Joe Lopez. The Tigers won the regional last week at Saukey Golf Course up in Rock Island. They won the team title and the individual title with senior Jacob Belha winning the race. Coach, Tigers having a good year, that's for sure. I know you'd like to finish strong this weekend.
Well, that's our plan. Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate all year long. Everybody stayed healthy, crossing our fingers. We're glad that we had the season. You know, beginning of the summer, it was in doubt. But hats off to some of our guys, especially our top four, because they kept running all summer long with the hopes that we would have a season, and they're seeing the rewards right now.
Well, what have you thought of Jacob Belha? Man, has he won every race? I know there was a point of the season when I talked to him, he said, I've won every race so far this year, and of course he won the individual regional title last week. What about him here in 2020? He's been on a mission, it looks like.
Well, you know, this all started with him. I'm going to go back to last year's sectional meet when he became a state qualifier. And the lights went on, and after that, he turned into a total different being. He's been committed all through last winter. He had a great preseason for track. We were getting off on the right foot, then we were put on hold. And then we had that hiatus there for about 4 weeks or so, and he finally reached out. He said, Coach, I need some workouts. What can I do? So I told him, well, you know, realistically, I can't work with you, but I can tell you what you need to do. And so, you know, I made a plan for him from April through May, and he worked on it. And then we were finally able to get together in June. And, you know, at that time, he had already had three or four other bodies working out with him and doing the workouts that I had given him. And so going into this season, it was, all right, here's our goal, here's our plan. And being undefeated, you know, that's hard to do, awfully hard to do. And, of course, it was a little bit easier because we were in our bubble this year, so we knew what we had to do. But the fellow that he beat at regionals, Briar Nevels, he had never beaten him before. And that was just an exciting race to the finish. There were three of them. It was Jacob, Tommy Murray from Riverdale, and the Neville boy from West Carroll. And it was just an exciting race from the get-go. But to watch him come down the finish, you know, the last 100 meters, 150 meters, he was not going to be denied. So, you know, hats off. He's done the work, and he deserves what he's getting right now.
Well, that's great going into Saturday then at Seneca. And I know, you know, you not only got great effort from Jacob Belha, but it looks like, you know, when I looked at the box scores, you've had pretty good balance on that team. And I know it takes balance to win a regional type title. So you've really had some kids step up for you this year, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, last year I threw out a number. Of course, Ryan Buchanan was the head coach, and, you know, he asked me what I thought we needed to do, and I'd say, well, we had a team meeting, guys. We need to be 16-30 or better, 1 through 5, better yet, 1 through 7. And last year at this time, we were nowhere near that. You know, Jacob was just under the 16:20 mark and flirting to go under 15. The other guys, they were floating around the 17s. And then this year, we were stuck to our course, which is not an easy course to run. So we built a lot of strength. We built about a lot of miles. And then when we went to Empire Park, they all started coming down real good. And I thought, holy cow, we've got an animal here. And then so we met again Monday morning, and I said, look at our times. You know, what did I say was the winning combination? And they shouted out right away, 16:30, and there we are. We got 4 and 5 at 38 and 43, so, you know, we're right on it.
Yeah, that's impressive. And so you gear up for, you know, you have to call it state. I know it's not true state, but this is the last race in the IHSA season, and we always talk about getting to the last event of the season, and the Tigers have done that. So I know I think I talked to Dayton Hawker earlier this week, and he indicated that maybe you were going to get a trial run on that course this week over in Seneca. So as you kind of size up the weekend, I know when I was talking to the golf coach, Brett Williams at Sherrard, they won a sectional title, so it's nice for the school to get recognition there. And, man, it'd be really cool if basically the only two fall sports that are going on, Sherrard could win a sectional title in both. But what would it take, I guess, team-wise Saturday against the field that you're going to run against, and then and also kind of sizing up Jacob Belhoff trying to win that thing individually?
Well, it's going to come down to two things. Number one is our mental preparation. Physically, we're there. We know we are. So mentally, it's going to be a challenging course. So the first thing is mental preparedness. The second thing is keeping in mind the nature of the beast, which is the course itself. And, you know, there's a real, real slippery slope going down. Just after the mile, there's a hairpin downhill turn. And inside this wooded area, they have a couple of trees that are around this hairpin turn. And the kids looked at it, and they saw that there were the paddings that they put around the goalposts were in front of the trees, and they are you kidding me? So, well, you guys, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got to do this. And then there's another area where there's a sharp uphill just after that that hairpin turn. And there are three wooded bridges to the OF. So, you know, mentally they just need to be ready for that. Number two, they have to overcome, you know, the obstacles that the course has within it. So, you know, in talking afterwards, you know, we did go to the course yesterday, and I said, you know, here's the plan. I want you to go out and run, get at least 5 miles in, because that's our normal Wednesday. Well, you know, the course is only three, but what they did to get the other 2 miles in is they repeated the sections that were the hairpin turn, the up and downhill, the three bridges. They did each one of those 3 to 4 times just so they could figure out what avenue they were going to go. And, you know, they came back and they had their reports where, I'm going to go to the inside, I'm going to go to the outside, you know, I'm going to be patient. And all, I mean, they just have, they've got a real good mental focus. So, you know, at one point I'm relieved to know that they're mentally ready, but at the other hand, you know, I'm on my walk this morning and, you know, the nerves are starting to kick in. So it's crazy.
Yep. Well, that's the way it is when you're a coach. And I know the one thing, you know, we're recording this interview on a Thursday. I know that the weather forecast looks pretty good for a Saturday in late October. They're talking about, you know, a dry day. I think a little bit breezy, a southerly wind, maybe Saturday, but temperatures around 60, probably in the late morning, more toward probably 50. But it looks like a good type of race day weather situation, and you like to see that for events like this.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing is, you know, we're starting in an open area. It's slightly downhill. They've got a good quarter mile stretch where they open up, and then there's a nice long downhill to the mile. And then we get into the woods. Well, you know, the bad thing about it getting warm is, you know, they've been getting so used to this cool weather that, you know, we can't forget we still need to hydrate. So the nice thing about being in the woods is you know, shaded. It'll block the wind. We have the hills to deal with. But then when we come out, you know, now the temperature is going to rise. It's going to be like a strike there. So we have to know that, okay, we're going to go in. It's going to be cool in there. When we come out, it could be warm. And, you know, if we're not hydrated right, correctly, that could come back and haunt us in that third mile. So, you know, a lot of little things that we have to take care of there.
All right.
But I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Coach, we wish the best luck on Saturday. Great day to be a Tiger as they're headed to the Seneca Sectional after claiming the 1A regional title at Saukee Golf Course last Saturday. Coach, good luck to you and the Tigers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.